Well, this is Father's Day, and somehow, I don't know, I just feel like fathers get cheated sometimes. I asked people that run restaurants, what's the busiest day of the year? Mother's Day. I said, what's the slowest day of the year? Father's Day. I said, what? They said, not many people show up for Father's Day. I'm not sure why that is, but man, I think we might be getting cheated a little bit. But it does seem like Mother's Day has a little more prominence than Father's Day. But let me let you know right quickly that fathers, you are important. You are very important. So please don't think that you aren't. That's just kind of the way things go. And, you know, fathers have changed a lot over the years. We've had to take roles that we thought we'd never have to take before. In fact, I heard of one father who said to his teenage son, could I please borrow the car tonight? I'm taking your mom out to eat and I want to impress her. Got it. A father said to his daughter, what's wrong, Mary? You usually talk on the phone for at least 4 hours. This time you only talk for 30 minutes. How come? She said it was the wrong number. A college student sent a letter to his dad, said, please send me some food packages. All they serve here is breakfast, dinner, and supper. Another son wrote home to his dad and said, dear dad, please let me hear from you more often, even if it's only a 5 or a 10. This is my favorite one day. Parents had some children. The children begged the parents for a hamster. And so after all that begging, the parents finally let them have a hamster. They named the hamster Danny. Well, 2 months later, you know what happened. Mom is looking after the hamster. The kids are not helping one bit. And so the mom says, it's time for us to find a good home for him. And I have found a good home for Danny. He's been around for a long time and we're going to miss him, but you know, I just can't do this by myself. It's just too much for one person. And Mom said, I'm that one person. Well, one of the children offered, well, maybe if he wouldn't eat so much and wouldn't be so messy, we could keep him. But Mom was firm. She said, no, it is time to take Danny to his new home. So go and get his cage. And all the children just took a deep breath and kind of yelled out. And they said, oh, I thought you said Daddy. The best home security system that you can have in your home today for the dangers that your children go through with is prayer. We are continuing our series on prayer. And to be completely honest with you, I almost decided not to preach a Father's Day sermon, but just one on prayer. I know Matt and I have shared some discussions on this. We get a lot of emails from the different magazines, Christian magazines. And in fact, most of your ministers now that are prominent are saying that they do not preach Father's Day and Mother's Day sermons anymore. And there's a real reason for that, because a lot of people hurt. If your mother's gone or you just lost her, or your father's gone or you just lost your father, you miss them. So this is a day that hurts you. Some people don't even know who their moms and pops were. Some people have had abuse at home. And we could go on and on. But there's a part of me that leaned towards saying, yes, maybe we should preach on Father's Day, because we should speak about parental prayer, parents praying. And this would be a good day to do it. So that's why I'm doing it. And so today there is one thing you can do in your home to protect your home and your children, and that is pray. In 2 Chronicles 20, a leader of Israel found that his homestead was threatened. So what did Jehoshaphat do when this homeland security was being threatened? He prayed. He prayed. Prayer is, like I've told you before, this face-to-face prayer. level to level, one-on-one, coming close to God, coming in the presence of God, entering the throne room. You're in the room of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are communicating with the Creator of the world. It's bringing all the questions that you have to the one that has all the answers. It is a connection to the all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful King of Kings. Prayer is coming near to God. Trying to think who I heard say this morning. I want to think it was Charles Stanley. I may be wrong, but it was so good. I think it was Charles Stanley. He said, most of our praying is at God, not to God, not with God, but at God. And you know, I think that is so true. We think about Moses in Deuteronomy 4:7, what he told the people. What other nation is so great as to have the gods near them the way our Lord is near us whenever we pray to Him? And prayer can do anything because our God can do anything. Biblically, with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. What God is waiting on is for us to ask. And when the church prays, we become united. We get divine guidance for our problems. We unleash the power of God. The Word of God comes alive. People get saved. And when the church prays more and more. Now, there is an enemy that has declared war on the church. He has declared war on your home. He has declared war on your children. He has declared war on your marriage. His name is Satan. He has great power and will stop at nothing less than totally destroying you, much like we have in our nation with the threat of terrorism. So we have to be remembering to pray at home and putting up that hedge of protection around our homes. I like what E.M. Bounds, the great prayer writer, said about the great leaders of the past. They were leaders for God because they were mighty in prayer. They were not leaders because they were brilliant in thought, not because they had exhaustless resources or a magnificent culture or just natural endowment. They were leaders because of the power of prayer, the command of the power of God. Do your homes need protection? Are your kids facing danger? Are there forces out there that would hurt your children? Are there forces out there that would destroy them or lead them astray or steal away their innocence? I'm telling you, yes, indeed, there are forces out there, and we need to be praying. And I'm saying to you dads today and to you moms, prayer is a battle. Prayer is a war cry. We engage the all-powerful God to engage His heavenly army. And if we really begin to pray sincerely for our kids, it will make a difference. Because if you don't pray for your kids, you are leaving them in extremely dangerous conditions. James 5 says this, 16 through 18, 5th chapter of James, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens opened up, and the rain came down, and the earth produced its crops. Now that is awesome. A man just like us, just like me, just like you prayed, didn't rain for 3.5 years. Then he prays, and the skies open, and think about it, the rain comes. But there's one prerequisite we must remember about this man. He was a righteous man. And for your prayers to be righteous, you must be righteous. And you can only be righteous when you are right with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are not right with the Lord Jesus Christ, your own righteousness will not do it. We read in Isaiah 1, verse 15, when you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Why? Because these people were not faithful. And then in Zechariah 7:13, almost the same thing. When I called, they did not listen. So when they called, I would not listen, says the Lord God Almighty. How do you get righteous with God? You come to Christ. You ask Him into your heart. You obey Him as a Christian should. And then you begin to pray for the purity of your kids. And that's what Matt read to you a while ago about Job. Notice there's three things it says about Job here that comes out very strongly. He does this regularly. He does this early in the morning. And he prays for the purity of his children. Does that every day. What a righteous man this man was. He prays for their purity. He does it early in the morning. And it is a regular practice. And I would remind you that never in the history of mankind, never is it more important to pray for the purity of your children than right now, today. There are so many forces out there that wants to make them impure and do things that are wrong and tempting to them. And I honestly feel sorry for our young people because the power, the attraction is so great. And we need to be praying for our kids each and every day because they are that important to us. Let me tell you just a few things to do and then we're going home because I know you've got busy plans for today. But not only should you pray for your children like Job did, but some other things you can do is love your wife. Love your wife. It is so important to children that they see a dad who loves his wife. That they see that. That they see it with their eyes. A man that loves his woman. A man loves his wife. He cares about her. And he loves his children. And he's not ashamed to tell them he loves them. And he's not ashamed to hug them. You know, there's a lot of, people feel a little strange about hugging. Certainly, I think it has to be done tastefully and in the right way. But there's nothing wrong with it. That special touch means so much. A hand on the shoulder, a hug. Maybe for a father or a mom to kiss their children, no matter how old they are. And you to do the same to your father or mother. To know that you really love them and care about them. I can tell you what most counselors tell me. I've learned this from several in talking with them and through my own experience. So many marriages have problems today because you'll find out that either the husband or the wife had parents who never said they loved them. They never hugged them. They never touched them. It was just, you know, an existence. That's all. No love. And that is the reason I'm telling you it is so important in the home for children to see dads who love their wives and wives who love their husbands and you love your children. That's so important. Please do that. Secondly, I think, well, this really is thirdly. We're praying for them. They're seeing us love the parents, each other, and the children. But thirdly, I think one of the things you need to do is encourage them. Children get a lot of times so little encouragement. When they come home and they made a good grade on a test, let them know it. Say, gosh, I am so proud of you. You did so good on this test and you exceeded what I ever thought you'd do. And I want you to know I'm proud of you. Hug them, love them. Take them out to McDonald's or Wendy's or somewhere. Let them know how proud you are of them. Let your children know that you are an encourager like Barnabas. And you encourage them. And that means so much to them. You know, there's a lot of children today, a lot of children all over the world, and probably right here in this neighborhood, who have never received a single ounce of encouragement. And it's no wonder they turn out the way they do. No encouragement. We need to encourage our children. We need to read the Bible to them. We need to sit down at the table, have a time of prayer, a time of reading the Bible, and letting them know how important prayer is, because it is so important. Please let your children know you pray for them. I think so often of the stories I have read where children got up into later years, maybe 30s or 40s, and they hadn't had a real good relationship with the Lord, and something come along and hit them of a mom or a dad who was praying for them. Maybe they remember seeing a mom on her knees or a dad at the table praying for them, and it hit them and it drove them to pursue a relationship with the Lord because their parents cared enough to pray for them. And I urge you, dads and moms, to pray for your children. Another thing I encourage you to do is to live a life of integrity. Live a life of integrity. Let me tell you that I was a guidance counselor for 3 years. I worked with a lot of industries. At that time, the job openings were right many, back in 1969, 70, 71. And I asked many of the places I called, many of the personnel directors, I said, what is the one thing that you want to see from me when I send you a recommendation for someone wanting a job? What's the one thing that's the most important thing you see on this that I send you? And every one of them, right down to the number, said integrity. Integrity. That they're true, that they're honest, that they're dependable, that they have good character, and they live their life in a way that others can see that they live it with a high standard. That is so important. And if you leave out that word integrity, if I can't put that down as a recommendation, even now, for someone, you know, that hurts. It's still an important thing. Integrity. Live your life with integrity. Let your children see you be honest, be truthful, be faithful. Be the kind of person that you're not ashamed to be and that you would not be ashamed for them to see and be one day. Because think, if they don't see that, if they don't see that in a home, and down the road they start doing things and you're all upset and you get so mad at them, my friend, sometimes instead of pointing the finger at them, you ought to point the finger at you, because you didn't live a life of integrity before them. So I'm urging you today on this Father's Day, as we still continue to talk about the subject of prayer, pray for your children, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your home, pray for God's hedge of protection around them, pray for their purity. There's so much going on out there that they could get in trouble with. And sometimes they get in troubles in ways they never wanted to, but it just happens because they weren't careful. But pray for their purity like Job did. Model a life of loving your wife, loving your husband, loving your children. Read the Bible to them and pray with them openly and have a time to do that. And please model integrity in the home. Purity. Uprightness, truthfulness, that your kids may see that. Now, I'm not saying that means that's a perfect formula for your children not getting in trouble. Sometimes it happens even at the best, when you do your best. But I'm telling you, with all my heart, I believe you're giving them a much better chance at success in life when you do this in the home. Because some of them never see that in the home, and it affects them some way later down the road. Let them see it. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be afraid for them to see it. And you know what? You will make a difference in their life because, remember this, because God made a difference in your life. Yes, simple sermon, not a lot, but a few little things that I think are so important that we forget so often, and I encourage you to do them. We're not going to sing with any music at the end of our service today. We're not going to have the piano. We're going to just use our voices, not because we didn't want to hear Norma Lane play. We love to hear her play, but we just want to do this because I want a real prayerful state. I want things to be in such a prayerful state when we pray this prayer. It's a prayer. And I want us to pray that the Spirit of the living God will come into our hearts and make us be the kind of people He wants us to be. Now, certainly, if you don't have children, it's good to do these things, even if you don't have children. Even if you're not married, it's good to do these things before others, to pray for others, read the Bible to others, you know, encourage others. That's okay. But I just want to pray that the Spirit of the living God will fall upon us and make this so important in our lives. So today our invitation hymn is Spirit of the Living God, Fall Fresh on Me. I have even forgotten a number. You know, when I get down here, I think we know it well enough that we don't. Spirit of the Living God, Fall Fresh on Me. 247. Spirit of the Living God, Fall Fresh on Me. Melt me, mold me, make me, fill me. Spirit of the Living God, Fall Fresh on Me. Let's stand and sing that just with our voices. And then Jay will close us for the service.